Hello, hello, hello. So, welcome to my talk, and let's see what comes up in the next half an hour, 40 minutes. So, let's switch to the actual screen here. So, maybe the codec is not perfectly for the graphics here, but you guess what I mean. So, if you have any questions, just ask me the questions you have, and I try to answer them. So, what I want to talk about. So, I posted on a late experiment news article that I want to talk about models, photography, that experiment itself, and answer some questions here and there. So, if you have questions, just ask. I will answer them in English or German, and then translate German to English so everyone has something about it. So, that's the introduction so far. Let's talk about the models. One of the main models here on the slideshow is this little girl here. It's hopefully visible good enough. The little dots make the graphics look horrible, but you get what I mean. It's Angelia Russo, and she is a pretty good cosplayer. So we did some cosplay stuff, and the one only member C is in here. So that's Angelia Russo. And a pretty nice girl who loves pink officially. That can I say about her. So, besides her love for pink, she's a little princess, at least in photos or videos. So, and if you are interested in more content of her or have questions about her, just write them down in the comments and let me answer them. So, the shoots of the Angelina Russo vary pretty much. As you can see, from normal latex fashion to cosplay, which is kind of nice and offers a lot of variety. And most people liked her in the kinda role of Spider-Gwen here. She looked pretty amazing. I will not show any picture here. Just a quick overview. And there's even a video, of course. So, if you have questions now, just ask them. So, going over to the next girl. In the slideshow, the first one was Myra Reed. And I'm not sure if she's coming back. I hope so, because she was pretty nice and kinda easy to work with. So, she might be on page 4. Exactly, with her first shoot. She is, I would say, an amateur cosplayer. But I have seen her mostly in fashion, so I put her in this first outfit here at our first shoot. It was a little bit cold, but it went pretty fine. And the result speaks for itself. So, one thing I have to tell you, because not everyone got my newsletter. There are a few models who quit recently. One is the original latex ballerina from last year, Imogen Rudin, left. So there are no further shoots then. And last year, as you might have recognized already, Miss Gaza, after a name change, quit. And later she wanted to come back, but she had her chance. And there's one big loss which comes up now. It's Liv Alverson, who will quit now in March. But that happens. That's the millennial problem. Hard to keep the models together. So, the biggest surprise here on Let Experiment recently was Shaina Latoya Saria, who enjoyed to shoot in public for the first time and had some fun. There are even some photos coming up, a full set actually, of her in this outfit using roller skates, so inliner skates, four rolls on each feet, or four little wheels. And this shoot will be published soon. So, if any questions come up here, just put them in the comments. Otherwise, the stream will be pretty short here. Hello, Chris. So, one of the models cannot come so often. That's Alexandra Malta from Belgium, actually. She has to drive a long, long way and needs some time to go to Cologne, where I am. And the recent Belgium meetup failed, so we will see when she comes next time. But she's coming back, I guess. So, the newest model, you cannot see her face, actually, is Sophia Levine. But if you scroll down here, you can see her face. And she has an Instagram account. If you search for her, you will find her. She is pretty good in modeling, and actually she has some kind of experience in different areas. So, that's about the models so far. If you have questions, just ask. So, about photography. I'm not so sure if everyone reads here above on the top left of the page, the about section. Maybe I should refresh my text here. But it's actually still happening, like it says here. So, Let Experiment is still a combined word of latex and experiment. And like I wrote down here, I do experiments with latex in all my photography and videography. So, and most people like it, and there are a lot of people who copy my work, which is totally okay. And I can live with that. So, if you want to know something about my photography, just ask me. What I use for taking my pictures is a Fujifilm X100F. Let me see if I can spontaneously put it in your view here. Let's see. So that's actually the camera I use. A premium mirrorless compact camera, which is pretty nice if you go and shoot with models on location where nobody has to know, or you don't want to tell them that there is a photographer around who takes commercial pictures. So that helps a lot. And actually, this little camera does the same good pictures, equal quality, when not even better in some areas like low light. As the Nikon D800 and 810, which I had before. So I minimized my complete system down to this. Of course, I have the lens adapters, so I have a telephoto and a wide angle lens, which I use pretty often. But the main point here is I use a small compact camera to be not visible for the people and give the model the whole stage. You can say it like this. So recently I had a nice shoot with Ariana Sparks, if it shows up. Let's try another one. Nope, it does not work anymore. Ah, now it works. So, too bad. Ariana Sparks liked the shoot, liked the material, but we could not agree on the same page. So, at least there was one shoot, and I could use it. So, yeah, the camera surprises a lot of people, and it's a rangefinder style camera, that's true, yeah. And the reason why I use it, I already told you. So let's get back to my photos here. The camera is only good for taking pictures, not for filming, even if you use tripod or anything else. It's not the best camera for filming videos. The autofocus system is not made for video content, but it's still great. So, let's see. Yeah, the camera looks a little bit old. That's true. So, in my news article, you find here on the LUTExperiment.com/news, I wanted to talk also about LUT experiment itself. So, as you may know or not know, LUT experiment is a website which displays content in different member areas, and you can sign up for silver, gold and platinum, but also for all the shoots of a royal leap pitch, or however you want to pronounce it. Her name is a little bit complicated here. So, and those people who went on the site and signed up get, depending on the plan they choose, the actually right photos here and videos. So, example, the platinum membership here contains platinum shoots, which you can filter out here. So you see only the platinum shoots now. The platinum content was always for people, actually models that have more talent and have something special. And if you see, if you look at here, there are the years of working for LUT experiment, all the shoots in years. There is still content that has to be uploaded after the big server crash of last year in January, but it's going fine. There's more and more content coming up again. So, the website continues as it is. I have no other plans yet, and I will post further updates. That's not the problem. So, let us switch to, not to Valerie, to, who is she? I guess I have her somewhere else here. Here she is. The first, or I should say second, black girl I had on LUT experiment. The first one was, I guess, in 2011, and was just there for one shoot. So I'm happy that I have found another one. Hello, Steven. You won't see more of Miss Gaza, actually. She quit and made a lot of trouble with her private life. So she is not coming back. But there are all the galleries of her online. So, where was I? Ah yeah, the black girl. So, Shina is pretty new and likes to do shoots in latex, even when she is not familiar with all the oil and tightness, but she likes the shoots, which is pretty nice. So, the other new one I mentioned earlier is Sophia Levine. Alexandra has still her own website. And let's go further up here. Then we come to the twins you haven't seen before, actually. And the twins will come this year in latex too. So you get two smiling beauties with red hair and full latex. And then you can enjoy watching twins who wear latex as fashion. They are both pretty sweet and tend to smile a lot and have their own jokes. So these both girls come up this year, and of course I search further for new models for light experiments, since it's hard to keep them together. But that will change, maybe, since I changed a little bit how I work with them. So if you want to stay updated about all the light experiment shoots, there are two ways. One is you look at Instagram, even if you're not registered, so it's totally available to everyone, and sometimes links to one of the pictures is even posted on Twitter, so you can come from there. And the other way to see what's new is the LED experiment site itself, where you can choose from members menu, silver and preview, gold and preview, platinum and preview, and you can, like a member, filter out all the platinum shoots if you don't stay too long on the site. So, and now you have all the platinum shoots here. But the first way would be go on Instagram, even if you are not registered, and look at all the shoots that come up now, or actually freshly produced and already on the website. So that's it for the first live talk. In the future you will see me, and you will see a model next to me, but for the first time I decided to stay on a screen capture here and explain a little bit here. So if you are a model, you can go on this site. Before you read all this text here, I can tell you already I don't take any fetish model, porn and nude model. So that means this is actually what is the most important part. Yeah, my face would scare people away. Haha. So your model experience as model should be at least at amateur level. Then your experience with high heels should be at least at an advanced level, and you should be reliable, my good, and loyal would be nice, so we can trust each other. And if you have an independent mind, that would be nice. So besides that, you can read here the text. I shoot around Düsseldorf, Cologne, and maybe also in Ukraine and Belgium in the future. So, anything else you have to know? The shop has nothing in there yet. That starts later this year. Then there's nothing more here than an FAQ section and That's a simple website with nice and beautiful content. So that's for now all. And I managed to get to 28 minutes. This live stream will be available on the Let Experiment site itself. In this news article below here somewhere, so you can watch the recap and listen to it. I will also post here an MP3 file if you are more the person that likes podcasts and want just to listen to it or download and listen to it. So I hope you had fun. Some people came in here, and maybe next time there are a little bit more people here, especially with the model that will be next to me. And that's for all. Have a nice evening, and we see each other the next time, which I will post about, of course, here on Late Experiment. So, bye-bye.